was growing up in South Texas, I belonged to a peer group of exactly four. There's me, Charlie, CW, and Bubba. Bubba played football. So he didn't hang out with us at school because his football player buddies would have never understood. I don't know what it was like in your high school, but in my high school, football players were at the top of the social ladder. With the exception of Bubba, me and my friends were about as socially unacceptable as you could get. Football players had it made, man. They had their own little crowd going on. Their own pool of girlfriends, the cheerleaders. Drill team if you're a lineman. They could get in line in front of us in the cafeteria. I never did understand that. And I never did really know whether that was a rule or whether it was just a matter of they'd stomp a mud hole in us if we didn't let them go first. I do know that they ate first. For this story to make sense, you have to understand a few things. The first is that my idea of a date when I was in high school was to go over to my girlfriend's house and eat everything in her parents' refrigerator. Long about dark, her old man would run me off, and Bubba would get out of football practice about that time, and we'd go right around in his truck. Also have to understand for this to make sense that my hobby when I was in high school was turning cowboys onto LSD. Well, they were kind of stiff, you know. We just ride around, you know. Because we lived on the outskirts of San Antonio to begin with, so we'd head west. Because there was less stuff to run into out there. And we keep driving, and after a while, we'd realize that we were probably as much a danger to ourselves as we had been to the general populace all evening. We'd pull off in a field somewhere out past the Lotus or Bandera. Pull off in the field, park the truck, lie out on the hood, flat of our backs. Lying there with the, you can still feel the warm from the engine underneath your back. Cool fall air on your face. That big Texas sky. And we just lie there and oscillate. It never failed. Just get oscillating really good. And Bubba go, "Did you see that?" Because Bubba never could grasp the concept that I couldn't see his hallucinations.